It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, you're back with The Attack, Black. You. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. We're on Sirius XM every now and then. We're all around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're sitting at your desk, you can click on the Listen Live button. There's a live stream, and you can go down that road as well. Everybody's heading out the door doing something, going to the gym, getting the kids off to school, spouse off to work, whatever the circumstances are. 9:07 here on the East Coast. And, we want you listening to us for the brief period of time that we have you. And if you can do that, well, I would greatly appreciate it. It keeps me employed. This is a beautiful thing. So, as far as that goes, the live stream is available for you. And as we go forward during the course of this day, Dr. Ian Smith will join us at 40 after the hour, talk about his new book, among other things. And we'll have a good time with that. And, again, literally, if you go to the website, and I did it just for the fun of doing it right this moment, okay? Right now, we got on the website, just facing us, previous interviews and all this kind of good stuff. Trevor Hoffman, legendary closer, Mikhaila Shiffrin, Paulo Ono, Fergie Jenkins, Eric Winalda, Kobe Jones, Tobin Heath, John Lovitz, John Schneider, Joe Satriani, the musician, Alan Trammell, Hall of Fame, Sam Darnold. Oh, wait, he's kind of relevant. Mason Rudolph. Yeah, he's kind of relevant, too. So you get the point. You get the point. All right. So make sure you go to the website, check it out, listen live, whatever the circumstances are. We're heading to a commercial. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State Chevron or Havoline conventional motor oils and a MicroGuard filter for only $18.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Quaker State Chevron or Havoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Brands may vary by location. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Lumber Liquidators is celebrating the opening of our 400th store, so we're putting over 400 floors on sale. That means huge savings for you. Get pre-finished hardwood and bamboo up to 36% off, including new styles like Mediterranean maple and bestsellers like Silverstone bamboo. Take 25% off all Dream Home laminate and 10 to 15% off our best waterproof floors. More from just 49 cents, plus special financing and professional installation. Hurry, get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You are back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, all that kind of good stuff. We go forward on today's show. One of the other storylines, and you're talking National Football League, is that Terrell Owens, who's going to the Hall of Fame, spoke out and said that he doesn't think Jason Garrett should have a job, which is not uncommon among people who do what I do for a living. I have questioned this, but the relationship with Jerry Jones is strong. He's always loved him. Loved him as a player when he was backing up Tony and other people. And, you know, loved him enough to make him the head football coach. You know, again, there is a plus to it in stability, but I've never seen where, you know, he's a great football coach. You know, Jason Garrett took over midway through the 2010 season. He's the second longest tenured coach and second winningest coach in franchise history behind Tom Landry. So that speaks. But, you know, part of it is also volume. You know, he's been here forever. And back in 2014, when he got the Cowboys to 12-4, he got a 5-year deal. Now, understand something. Dallas is transitioning on the fly. No more Tony Romo. No more Jason Witten. No more Dez Bryant. They got their quarterback, or at least the guy they feel is their quarterback, in Dak Prescott. I'm not completely sold. You know, and you guys know me with quarterbacks. There are certain things that have to happen in order for me to sell them. Or to be sold on them, I should say. Now that Zeke Elliott's problems are behind him, he's going to be toting the rock for them for the next 5 years or so. And they're trying to get back to the strengths of their football team, which is not chucking the ball all over the field, but blocking and running. And then relying on defense. Well, the only way you can rely on that defense, because it's not very good, is by controlling time of possession and making sure you're keeping your defense off the field whenever you can do it. So the idea here is turn around Dak, hand the ball off to Zeke. But they now don't have a hell of a lot of depth in weapons. And that's going to go a long way in determining whether or not this team is going to be successful. You know, number one on their depth chart right now in the tight end position is Jeff Swaim out of Texas, who has a grand total of 9 career receptions for 94 yards. They have wide receivers that they're excited about. Allen Hurns out of Miami, who's now going into his fifth year, and they think he's going to evolve this particular year. They have Cole Beasley. They have Terrence Williams. But none of them are putting the fear of God in defensive backs. So you're going to see a lot of eight-man in the box. And you're going to see a lot of lineup, ground chuck kind of football. And they better hope that they're able to do it. They also better hope that their quarterback doesn't get hurt, because they literally have nothing behind him. Cooper Rush out of Central Michigan ain't putting the fear of God in anybody. And neither is Mike White. You know, they're bringing him out on a flyer. Fifth round this year to compete for time. Probably ends up on the practice squad. But the strength of this football team is up front. They're big five up front. And this is no secret. If you're game planning for Dallas right now, this is what you're doing. How do we stop Zeke? How do we go in the box? Who's our best matchup with our defensive backs against one of their receivers? Because you're not going to see a whole ton of double coverage. And you're going to hope that the run can set up the pass. That ain't Jason Garrett's fault. But Owens' comments, I think, have a level of legitimacy to them. Because from that 12-4 season, they've had issues. You know, they did make the playoffs 2 years ago, but they didn't make them last year. And Owen's comments were strong. At the end of the day, how can you keep allowing the players to be the scapegoat for what's not happening? Well, I don't know that that happened. I don't think he's right there. I think time was up for Dez Bryant. And he, and we've talked about this on the show for the last couple of years, he and Dez Bryant, Dak Prescott and Dez Bryant, never found sync. They never found synchronicity. They never developed a chemistry. It happens. Part of that had to do with injury to Dez. Part of that had to do with he's just not a route runner. And now he's trying to do it on the back end of his career. I'm working with a guy to run routes. Well, you should have been doing that from the beginning of your career. You might have been one of the greatest of all time. Now you're looking for a job. You know. So we'll see. And again, Jerry, for all he talks about, he wants to win championships and everything else. He just wants to keep increasing the value of that franchise and the star. I mean, for crying out loud, he's basically everything. And if this team doesn't succeed, it falls more on him than it does Jason Garrett. And again, I don't think Jason Garrett's a bad coach. I don't see where he's overmatched on the sidelines. But I do see that, you know, this is a team that's treading water and should be worried. Because, you know, the Giants are going to be better. They are. And I mean, look, hope springs eternal in New York. And don't forget, this was a two-win team. So, you know, let's rein in the horses a little bit as far as the New York Giants go. But there's no reason why they can't get back to 500 or 9-7 and at least be in contention for a playoff spot. And you have the defending Super Bowl champions sitting in your backyard in the same division. So let's keep it real about that. So there's a little bit of legitimacy to what T.O. says. And let us not forget that T.O. was a major pain in the ass in every single city that he played in. You know, and he ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. And I'm being fair. He just isn't. I don't know how much money he has left. The fact that he's gotten into the Hall of Fame certainly helps him out financially, because now it's Terrell Owens Hall of Famer. And every time he opens his mouth, somebody's going to pay attention. Because quite frankly, with T.O. not in the Hall of Fame, this is a minor headline. With T.O. in the Hall of Fame, it's a major headline. And I don't know whether or not he's going to ever go into the Cowboy Ring of Honor. Probably not, because Jerry's probably pissed at him. But with that being said, it's not an illegitimate thing to say. Let's head out right here to the exit ramp. We'll be back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Well, I don't know if the thrill is gone in Dallas or not, but it is for Terrell Owens, and that's what we were talking about going into the break. Again, he's entitled to his opinion, and people pay attention more to a guy with HOF after it than anything else. And, you know, that's just how it is. People are going to make statements. People are going to either pay attention to them or not paying attention to them. you know, again, you think about it, he'll be a lame duck after this year. And there's something to be said about having that extension after this year. Maybe Jerry does decide to go in another direction after this season. I mean, it could happen. I don't see him particularly on the hot seat just because Jerry has never done it with him before. But for a team in transition, they better play at least into playoff contention. I wouldn't say that they have to make the playoffs in order for him to hold on to his job. But I do believe that this needs to be a competitive team. If they fall off the cliff, I mean, say Zeke gets hurt or, you know, something happens with Dak where he blows a knee or something and they have no backup and all that kind of stuff. I could see something being pulled on the trigger with Jason Garrett. I really could. But I think it would have to go a long way. So, now, two other stories that I wanted to talk about, and this one in particular. The 50-year option was recently picked up on Jameis Winston, and as I believe it should have been. You don't invest in a number one overall pick and then blow him out the door 4 years later. You just don't. But Todd Monken, who is the second-year offensive coordinator with the Tampa Bay Bucs, because he took over when Dirk Cutter took the head coaching job, had some pretty strong opinions. And he talked about the fact that we chose to suck. We chose not to do it as well as we can do it. And that was talking about the struggles in the red zone. We want the credit when we win, including me. Well, we all should get to share when we don't. So, I get it. And he's 100% right. They led the league with 26 fumbles. Six of them happened in the red zone. They had a 9% drop rate in the red zone, sixth highest in the league. They didn't score. Some of that goes on Jameis. A lot of it goes on Jameis. Some of it goes on the wide receivers. I got to be honest. I told you coming into the draft, I didn't like him as a quarterback. When he played against better teams, he struggled. He didn't seem to have the makeup to get into his reads and his checkdowns. He's got the skill, has the arm talent. When he had complex defenses thrown at him, he never reacted well. And then last year, you saw the immaturity of the man. Now, I don't know if he figures it out. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. If you're Tampa Bay, you certainly can't throw the towel in on him. And, oh, by the way, I feel the same way about Marcus Mariota. And I said that with both of these guys coming into the draft. And the way the NFL is structured, you understand why people have to be taken 1-2. That's just how it is. You need a quarterback, you draft a quarterback. And you better hope that they work out. Otherwise, you lose your job. Well, there's a new head coach in Tennessee. There's also a new head coach in Tampa Bay. Relatively speaking, second year, but he replaced Lovey because he worked so well with Jameis that they were worried about losing him as a head football coach someplace else. You know, these organizations make these decisions. And it's knee-jerk stuff based on the fact that they think they're going to lose somebody or they think that they're going to somehow get set back as an organization because so-and-so leaves, and it's usually not the case. It happened with the Giants, too. They forced out Tom Coughlin. You know, they had it because of the fact that, hey, he's older and all of this stuff. And the reality was that they wanted Ben McAdoo in there because they were afraid they were going to lose him. He was this brilliant offensive mind. Well, this brilliant offensive mind had his offense have trouble scoring constantly. And they blamed it on everybody but Ben McAdoo. It was Eli's fault. It was injuries. It was no running game. It was a bad offensive line. All of that contributed, obviously. But when it came right down to it, his offense didn't perform. You know, I mean, this is how it plays. And these are guys who are on the hot seat. Dirk Cutter, excuse me, is on the hot seat. And if he goes, Todd Monken goes. And Jameis is on the hot seat, too, because they've picked up his 50-year option. But I'll tell you something. And this is where, you know, people who don't get how the league operates. Jameis Winston is not guaranteed anything after this year. If Tampa Bay, who is in arguably the toughest division in football, loses and loses consistently this year, Dirk Cutter's going to be gone. Todd Monken's going to be gone. The coaching staff will be gone. The GM will bring in a brand new coaching staff. Jameis will have to learn a new offense in his fifth year. And whether he performs or not going forward will determine whether or not Jameis is gone. And I know Tampa Bay fans don't want to hear that. And my beat on the Mike Glennon bandwagon continues. They should have never taken him out as the starting quarterback. He's another guy, too. He's going to have a long NFL career, but he's going to end up being a victim of circumstance because of the fact he's bouncing from franchise to franchise. Every time he gets there, somebody drafts a quarterback. And once you draft a quarterback with the number one pick, you have to commit to them. And that's exactly what happened with Tampa Bay. Hey. Pat Williams is right. I need to run a franchise. I really do. Maybe an NBA franchise, less players. I could run an NBA. I could run an NFL franchise, too. I could. I'm telling you. Yeah, maybe not. Now, I mean, this is no knock on Jameis as the person. And like I said, he has skill. But last year, 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. With a very skilled wide receiver core. Year before that, 28 touchdowns. 18 interceptions. Not quite 2-1. You know, these things matter. They do. It matters. And now the franchise is in one of those spots. Will it be able to play itself out? Hell, I don't know. You know, and again, do I fault Tampa Bay for taking him? No, I don't. I really don't. You know, because who were you going to take instead of him? Were you going to take Marcus Mariota? They had the choice. Jacksonville took Dante Fowler with the third pick. You think they regret that? Then it was Amari Cooper, Brandon Scherff, Leonard Williams. You know, there's nobody in this draft. Rams took Todd Gurley with the 10th pick. I got news here. You know, Melvin Gordon, Trent Waynes, you know, he's a very good player. But, I mean, you know, you look at it. Look at the washouts thus far. You know, Kevin White's been injured his whole career. Vic Beasley's been average. Eric Flowers is going out the door in New York. Ian Smith is coming in the door here on the attack. Don't go anywhere. He's next.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our package boats in addition to any other rebates. Hey, join the G3 Life at g3boats.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. We're waiting on Dr. Ian Smith, who hopefully will be joining us here in a couple of minutes. And we'll be talking to him about his latest book as we go forward. He's a busy man. I was looking at his resume. I decided I really don't like him. He's just way more accomplished than I am. Degrees all over the place, happily married, good looking, loses weight. Exercises. Okay. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And as we go forward in the NBA playoffs, what's today? The 18th? Yeah. Okay. So got the Celtics and the Cavs tomorrow. Goes back to Cleveland. Down 2-0 doesn't look too good for Cleveland. Never count out LeBron James, please. Please. You know, it goes with the territory that he's going to be competitive, especially at home. I heard some idiocy out of Stephen Smith about how he wants to lose in this round as opposed to go to the finals and lose in that round. Give me a break, please. No athlete is like that. People are too competitive. That's how they get to be the best at what they do. The best at what he does is Dr. Ian Smith, who joins us now on The Attack. Good morning, Ian. Nice to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. What were you just saying about that?
I just caught. Well, it Stephen Smith, who I like, but also says some things that are just, well, dumb. Talked about that LeBron would rather, if it's obvious that they're going to lose, which he's a one-man show right now, and the Celtics certainly look like the better team, he would rather lose in this round than get embarrassed in four against either Houston or Golden State, which is just idiocy.
No. First of all, Stephen A. is a friend of mine, so I got to, you know, full disclosure, but come on, that's ridiculous. LeBron James and all pros, they want to win. Are you kidding? I mean, you know, these guys are major competitors. No one strategizes, I want to lose now, because it's better losing now than being embarrassed later on.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, and I mean, I love Stephen. I do. I like him. I've met him a couple of times. I can't call him a friend, but we've crossed paths. And he's a very nice man. He's always polite. He's open to conversation. And, you know, but every once in a while you just go, no.
No. Well, you know, Stephen A, I love him, but, you know, Stephen A can say some things that, you know, you're like, where'd you think that? Did you get to sleep last night?
You know what it is, too, when you got that many hours to fill every day on a television show and a radio show, sometimes you say dumb stuff. It just comes out that way sometimes. Certainly nothing dumb about you. You know, I was saying before we got you that I really don't like you. Because you have too many degrees, you have too many accomplishments, you've written too many books, you have too perfect a life, and I know it's not perfect, nobody's life is, but you really overshadow me, and I'm really starting to resent it, even though we've had you on the show before.
Don't look at it that way. Look at it as like, you know, I'm just a dude out there just trying to have some fun, that's all.
So am I. Let's talk about the new book you've got, and you're a prolific author. And probably second only to Pat Williams in the land of creating books. But I'll tell you, all your books seem to have a purpose and a content that really helps out a lot of people. And let's talk about that a little bit, your goals in writing this book and previous books as well, if you want to go down that path.
Yeah, well, The Clean 20 really is a book for people to realize, hey, listen, eating clean does not mean you have to be spend a lot of money, doesn't mean you have to eat just rabbit food, doesn't mean you have to go to five different stores. People see the words clean eating, and I call the book The Clean 20 because it's 20 foods for 20 days and a total transformation. But when people see the words clean eating, they have all these misconceptions about what it's about, and it really is just about reducing all the junk, all the artificial sweeteners, the synthetic chemicals, the additives, the food colors, the dyes, all these things that are in our foods that are making us feel sluggish, affecting our skin, affecting our mental clarity, causing us to gain weight. And people don't realize that these chemicals that are in our food, and there are tons of them, they're real hormone disruptors. Like, they really affect our hormonal system. And so I wrote The Clean 20 for the everyday guy, the average person, to make it affordable, to make it easy. The average weight loss in 20 days is 10 pounds, which is a lot, by the way. But beyond the weight loss, people are lowering their blood sugar levels. They're lowering their cholesterol levels, their blood pressure. They're increasing their energy levels. And the amazing thing is the flexibility of the program. I built it so that, you know, we have truck drivers on the program. We have secretaries on the program. We have stay-at-home moms and dads. We have athletes on the program. It really is a program that you make work for you, whether you're a vegan, pescatarian, meat lover, carnivore. It doesn't matter. You can make the Clean 20 work because you get to choose your own Clean 20 list.
Well, I think that's part of the problem, though. You just mentioned it. You talked about, you know, people who eat meat. You talked about pescatarians, vegetarians, vegans. You know, people who have to do real life, who get in the car and go to work every day and all that kind of stuff. When they have all the stuff thrown at them, they get confused. You know, they want to lead a clean life. They want to be healthy. They want to drop the extra 15 so the wife looks at them again, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it how do you simplify that for them where they can just go, hey, this is going to work for me?
Well, you know what? I did exactly that. If you look at the list, the Clean 20 list on page 16, and by the way, my Clean 20 list may be different from yours because everyone gets to customize it for their own preferences or their own food availability. But you look at the list. Look at the common ingredients, turkey, chicken, eggs, cheese, seafood. You get to have a whole grain or whole wheat pasta. You get to have 100% whole grain or whole wheat bread. Listen, most programs don't let you have pasta and bread. But if you look at these items, most people look at it and say, what, I can have this? Yes, because the Clean 20 is not about being overly restrictive. You get three meals a day. You don't have to count calories. You get three snacks a day. The exercise portion is relatively small, about 20 to 25 minutes during the exercise days with rest days. I mean, it really is an all-encompassing program that is very, very accessible to all walks of life, all income levels, and all kind of, you know, time availability. People who are busy, people who aren't busy, you can do the Clean 20, and I built it this way.
Yeah, I find it interesting because I teach communications, you know, a little part-time thing that I do as well at a school of medicine, and I'll leave it at that. And I find that some of the people that I work with, they're always talking about these new shakes that they're trying and this, that, and the other thing. And yet when the bagels come in or when somebody brings in a home-baked cake or something like that, they descend on it like a pack of wolves. So it's obvious – you know, it's obvious that the cravings are still there no matter what they're trying. How do people deal? And you talked about the pasta a little bit and things along those lines. How does this deal with people who have cravings for certain food?
Well, what's interesting is that in our group, we started this on Facebook, and so people should join our Facebook group. It's called The Clean 20, the numerals 20. Got more than 13,000 people, by the way, who are doing the program. So the support's amazing, men and women, old and young. But in our group, people talk about how after like 3 days of eating clean, they don't have the cravings because you're still getting sugar, by the way. You're getting sugar in fruits and vegetables, and you can have some organic honey to things. So it's not like you're not getting sugar. It's not like you're being deprived of all, you know, a lot of things, but it's your body now adjusts to getting more natural sugars rather than relying on the added sugars, which becomes very addictive to us. And so people find that after 3 days, they're in a groove. Some people tried like on day 11, day 12, someone posted. They went back and tried, you know, they slipped and ate some of the old stuff, and the body completely rejected it because your body now has a new sense of normal, and that's what the Clean 20 is all about. It's about hitting the reset button. It's not a diet. It's more of an eating style that makes it more amenable to you feeling good, looking good, and losing weight at the same time.
Yeah, no question about it. Ian, I want to keep you on track here, so please give us the 411 on where we can find the book and more information about you before we let you move on. And I've decided,
sure,
by the way, that I like you again.
It's always good to be liked, man. I'm glad I brought you back to the camp. But people can follow me on social media. On Instagram, it's at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. On Twitter, it's Dr. Ian Smith, D-R-I-A-N Smith. Facebook, our group is called The Clean 20. Use the numerals 20. You will love it. 13,000 people strong. And our website is shred, S-H-R-E-D, life.com. And the book is everywhere. So you can get it online or in bookstores, Target, Walmart, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it.
Well, I'm glad you know I'm only kidding. And you know that you're welcome back here anytime. We always have fun when we have you on. I'm looking forward to the next time. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. I'll tell Stephen A., you know, hey, come on, man. Don't say stupid stuff like that.
Thanks a lot. I'm sure he'll care.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Ian Smith here in the attack. You know, he's got a good sense of humor. We've had him on a number of times. And just a nice man. Talented guy, too. You know. So, this is what you do. I mean, you know, if you have the chance and you're really looking to turn your body around, there's 90 million ways you can go about doing it. He tries to take it from a perspective which I think is very human, which is we all have cravings, we all have, you know, slip-ups and all this kind of stuff, but he mixes exercise with diet, and he takes it down that road, and, you know, that's a good thing. Back to the NBA. Cleveland and the Celtics. Anybody who's counting out LeBron James, don't be stupid. Come on. The trick here for Cleveland is don't get blown out in that third game because they will pack it in the fourth. Not LeBron. He won't. but I can see the other players doing it. They have no commitment to the city. They were all brought in halfway through the year. They have no commitment to LeBron. You know, it's literally that simple. And now the new narrative is Boston's playing like goons. No, they're not. If you want to see goon play, go back to Detroit and Chicago. Go back to Detroit and the Knicks back in the 80s and the 90s. Then you're going to see some play that involves physicality. This is just good defense. Hard fouls here and there, but good defense. And the addition of Marcus Morris to the Boston Celtics was a stroke of genius by Danny Ainge. Because it doesn't put Al Horford on the best player on the planet. You can get that nice mix and rotation of Morris, Baines, Brown, and Smart all taking their turns against LeBron. And he's still lighting them up. But he's having to earn it. And I heard the other ESPN idiot, Stu Gatz, talking on NBA radio yesterday. No, it wasn't NBA radio. Who was it on? Golic and Wingo or something. I don't know. But he was on there and he was talking about the fact that LeBron's not making the effort on defense. Are you kidding me? He's making all the effort on offense. Assists, rebounds, points. He's a step slow getting back. Well, somebody else better be damn well picking up that slack. Because it's not because of lack of efforts. It's because of the fact that LeBron's wearing his ass out on the court. God, people in this business say some freaking stupid things. You got to be kidding me. You know, and people love to hate on LeBron. You know, you're barking up the wrong tree. The guy is just freaking brilliant. He just is. Ay, ay, ay. You know, you got to use your head before you pull it out. No joke. Anyway, we're going to hit the skids right here and slide our way out of the show briefly. But first, a commercial and then one last parting message from me. Take care.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War
pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back. Thanks to Ian Smith for coming on board. Fun. And check out his new book. Seriously. It is called, and I was just pulling it up here because I got rid of it. The Clean 20. 20 Foods, 20 Days, Total Transformation. Check it out. Seriously. The website is www.shredlife.com. All right, so make sure you check that out. And check out the games over the weekend. It'll be a lot of fun. The one storyline that we, you know, messing around with, Tua Tago, who ended up winning the championship game for Alabama, said that he would have transferred from Alabama. He was giving a speech to some kids in his former middle school in Iwa Beach in Hawaii. He said, even throughout the football season, I wasn't the starter, and I wanted to leave the school. I told myself that if I didn't play in the last game, which was the national championship game, I'd transfer out. He said, if I gave in, I don't think I would have seen the end blessing of where I am now. And he talked about going to USC, who had offered him a scholarship. And, you know, this is the dilemma these teams face when you recruit highly recruited guys. He felt he had beaten out Hurts in practice, but Nick was still using Hurts and made the bold move in the second half. He wins the football game, and the rest is history. He's going to start this year, and Jalen's going to be behind him and maybe even playing another position. But USC wanted him, and he was going to go there. So, and his parents told him to shut up and go back to school, which, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit for. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to you. Have a great day, everybody.